Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast, Real Talks with Missy B London. I am your host, Missy B London. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you today? How is everything? How is your day going? We are in the festive season right now, ain't we? We are in lovely December. Are you feeling the festive joy? Are you hearing all those Christmas songs on the radio and the TV? And when you go shopping as well, they like you to feel happy and jolly when you go shopping. The shopping customers, the supermarkets, they just like it. Even though there's some people that don't like to hear Christmas songs, but hey, it's the season to play the Christmas songs. It's December, ain't it? Where can you find me? On social media. Real Talks with Missy B London on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Yep. That is where you can find me. Let's get into the nitty gritty of the top 10 Christmas songs right now. I thought I'll do a little Google, I'll do a little internet search and see what's happening. I did record an episode similar to this last year for 2018, and I'm seeing that it still gets played even now. So people are interested in Christmas songs. I am getting my information today from womansday.com, so www.womansday.com. This is what came up. There's actually the top 50 Christmas songs that made for the holiday party playlist, but I'm only going to tell you the top 10, and I'm liking the top 10, even though I do find Christmas songs a bit annoying and irritating and repetitive, because you're hearing those songs every year from the late November all through December, because it's the festive season, ain't it? Who do you think made number one? It's a woman, it is not a man. She comes out for Christmas, literally, and she's had an advert recently on the UK TV. I'm not sure if it gets put out outside the UK. I'm in the UK, so I've seen this advert from since November. Miss Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. You should know it by now. This song is how many years old? Many years old, literally. I mean, sometimes, like I said, Christmas songs can be annoying, but if you are in a good mood, then you don't mind, do you? Literally. So Mariah Carey was number one. All I Want for Christmas Is You. Who do you think is number two? It's a 80s man band. I was calling them a boy band, but they're not boys. They're men. Literally, they're men. So a man band or a man group. How do you describe them? I can't describe them right now. But yes, Wham! Last Christmas, when he gave me his heart, and the very next day I gave it away. Look at me trying to recite the lyrics from the song. But yeah, I do like Wham, and this song was nice. It's a bit emotional, it's a tearjerker, but yes, this was number two, Wham, Last Christmas. I'm just thinking about George Michael now, the lead singer in Wham. He passed away a couple of years ago on Christmas Day, it was either before or on Christmas Day, but yeah, he passed away a couple of years ago. Now, I must admit, he is one of my favourite singers. I do like his songs when he was a solo artist and when he was in Wham as well. But yeah, Wham, Last Christmas is number two. Number three, Michael Bublé, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. He has remade this song, because I swear that this song is many, many years old, from the 60s or 70s, but he's remade it. Not to say I'm not a big fan of Michael Bublé, but I don't really play Michael Bublé. Yeah, he's a good singer and everything. It is a festive song, as well. But yes, Michael Bublé, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I wouldn't say it's looking like a lot like Christmas here. Looking like a lot. It's not looking like a lot like Christmas here because there's no snow. So when there's no snow, you don't get that Christmassy feel. Literally, it's just cold. There's no snow. Whether we in London, UK, see snow before Christmas or after Christmas, who knows? We don't control the snow, do we? So yeah, let's see how that goes. The next one, number 4, Justin Bieber, Mistletoe. What's happened to Justin Bieber? He's not doing much nowadays, apart from that he got married to Hailey Baldwin. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I know he's got married to a young woman, so yeah. But yeah, Mistletoe, of course he didn't write this song, he recreated it and everything. He did it, and yeah, literally, Mistletoe. I didn't even know how this song goes, literally. It's not a song that comes to mind, like, I remember it off my head. No, I don't. It's not a popular song in my brain. It's not a song that I hear around regular either. But hey, this made to number 4, so be it. Number 5. What's going on? It's Ariana Grande, Santa Tell Me. I like Ariana Grande sometimes. It depends, literally. But yeah, this song was a good song. I think she came out with this song a couple of years ago, Santa Tell Me, and I think that she wrote it, or if not, I'm guessing somebody else wrote it. It's a catchy song, literally, and she sang it well. So yeah, Santa Tell Me. Number 5. Number 6 is Mr. Andy Williams. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Not really. It's not actually. It's the worst time of the year for me. December. I don't like December. But that song's got you making you think that December is the most wonderful time of the year. Don't fool us right now. But yeah, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams, number 6. Number 7. Do They Know It's Christmas? Band-Aid. Who remembers Band-Aid in 1984 when all the musicians came together to make that charity single, to donate money to for the affected people? I think it was for Africa or something like that. I remember Boy George was in the video, George Michael was in the video, and many more people was in that video. I think Freddie Mercury might have been in this video, I'm not quite sure. But yeah, that song was number 1, I'm guessing, in 1984 as well. So Do They Know It's Christmas at all, literally. Oh yes, all other people. Okay, it was going to the kids in Ethiopia. People that was in this song: Bono, Duran Duran, Philip, Phil Collins, Boy George, Sting, and many more. Let's go on to number 8. Number 8 is Fairy Tale of New York, The Pogues. Even though this song is not really the bestest Christmas song, it's a bit, it can offend people and all that as well, on how they interact in that song. I'm not even gonna try right now because I don't even know the words to the song properly to even try and sing it right now. I mean, you know, you can think it in your head, but when you say it out, it doesn't come out the same. So I'm not going to embarrass myself like that. But yeah, Fairy Tale of New York, The Pogues, that is number 8. Number 9, White Christmas, Bing Crosby. was it in the 70s or in the 80s? I'm not quite sure. White Christmas, do I remember how that song goes even now? No, I don't, because it's not a song that I hear regular. But to be honest, I've been avoiding music channels that play Christmas songs all the time because I'm not in the mood for it. I'm not entertaining it right now, so let me just avoid that right now. So it's not coming to my head right now how that song goes. White Christmas, White Christmas. Nope. It's not coming to my head. Even though my brain is bad yet, but it's not coming to my head. Number 10 is Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. That's all I remember from the song. That's what it's called. Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. By Frank Sinatra. Yes. How come I can't remember how some of these songs go right now? Like I said, if you're not hearing these songs regular, then you kind of forget how they go. But then when you hear it, it all comes flooding back to you. The words and the lyrics and all that stuff. But yeah, what do you think about this top 10 on the Woman's Day website? Literally. I'm going to see if I can find anybody else giving their top 10 Christmas songs, and if I can, I will record an episode of that as well. I mean, for you, what is your favorite Christmas song? What song gets you in the mood? What song gets you in that Christmas feeling, gets you excited about Christmas? What song? Or do you have many songs that you like to play only in December? Let me know. Find me on social media, Real Talks with Missy B London on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. There you go. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to come back soon. Be good, be kind, look after yourself. Enjoy the festive season as well. And goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.